This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States Security Council adopted a resolution on Monday demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants Hamas after the United States abstained from the vote, sparking a spat with ally Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the failure of the U.S. to veto the resolution was a clear retreat from its previous position and would hurt Israel's war efforts and bid to release more than he wanted more hostages released by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Vladimir Putin says Islamic extremists were behind Friday's concert hall attack, but he claims the attack masterminds are yet to be found. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin repeated his accusation Ukraine may have somehow played a role.
Kievskogo sleda v moskovskom terakte,
suggesting Ukraine was their customer. The Islamic State group's Afghanistan unit claimed responsibility for the attack, and the U.S. and France say they have evidence to back that up. Russian officials say 11 suspects are in custody. Four, who confessed to carrying out a terrorist attack, appeared badly beaten in court Sunday. As cleanup continues at the site, authorities say about 75 of the victims have been identified, three of them children. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia has launched missiles against Kyiv for the third time in 5 days. It's part of an apparent escalation of aerial bombardment of Ukrainian cities as the war stretches into its third year. The front line is largely stationary. Officials say 9 people were injured in the morning strike on the Ukrainian capital. Russia fired 2 ballistic missiles at Kyiv from occupied Crimea, but city authorities